I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know, when they ask people, if you had enough money, what kind of service would you pay for? So, for example, you know, a lot of people will say, I'd like someone to drive me around all the time.
Yes.
My own chauffeur.
Yes.
Okay.
I want that.
What was the question?
If you have enough money, what service would you pay for?
Thank you. I heard you now.
Okay. Like maybe massage therapy all the time.
I would hire someone that would listen to me instead of not paying attention.
Okay. So. Huh?
Okay.
See?
Okay. All right. So we need to hire somebody for that.
Apparently.
Yeah, I got you.
To clean up around the house.
Okay. Would you hire someone to make every decision for you?
Yes.
No, that's stupid.
Do you ever get sick of having to make all those decisions every day? And when you do make a decision, you feel like it's always a wrong decision?
No.
Well, yes. There's this person that's posted a job listing online looking for someone to make every decision for her for a month.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, think about how many decisions you make, though, each day. I bet we make, what, thousands of decisions each day, whether to walk this way, go to the bathroom at this time, eat this.
Well, I can make those decisions on my own when I have to go.
Well, that's true.
But, you know, it's like the decision when you get up in the morning. Do you want to go to work? I need somebody there to tell me no. You know? Because I feel guilty. Yeah.
I would make the decision to, like, take all of their money out of their bank account and put it in my bank account.
That's dumb. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
Hawk, does it work that way?
I don't know.
Good.
Okay.
Let someone else decide.
Okay. But this lady says that she would love to have someone to make all the decisions for her for at least a month. And she's going to pay someone $2,600 to make that decision.
See, I was right.
Yeah. So, you know what? She needs someone to make that decision for her. I would go down. I'd say I pay $260 to do that instead of $2,600 to make every decision.
Okay.
Don't you think? I'm like, honestly, don't get tired. I do get tired of making decisions.
Okay, I understand that, but that's just part of life. You have to make lots of decisions. I had this conversation with my daughter last night. She's getting over the flu.
Okay.
And I said, you decide tomorrow morning if you're well enough to go to school. And she's like, Dad, I don't know if I'll be well enough. And I said, you wake up, you'll decide, do I feel well enough? But I don't know if I'll make the right decision. And I said, Sammy, life is full of decisions like this. You can't know the right answer. You make the best guess. You live with it and you move on. That's how it works.
Yeah, you're going to mess up. You're going to make a lot of mistakes. Trust me.
But you aim for the most knowledgeable, intelligent, informed decision you can, and then you move on.
Okay.
You don't sit there and just bury yourself over every single decision.
Well, that sounds easy for you, Tom, Mr. Perfect.
Do you need me to hire?
Some of us have a little issues making decisions, and then when you make the decision, you beat yourself up wondering if it was the right decision, and...
It sounds like you need to hire me to make your decisions
I'm
for
sorry.
You.
I don't like your decisions.
Back in the day when you were going to school, it's like, stay home, go to school. Huh? I know what the answer would have been.
Okay.
Lay around.
How about this? Like, who should I go on a Tinder date with? Or a Bumble date?
Well, sometimes.
You got someone here that she's going to hire to make that decision for her because she's bad and has a bad, you know, she's terrible at picking out men.
So. We've talked about it before, letting your friends decide who it is you really should be dating. So in this case, she's hiring a complete stranger to make that decision for her.
Yeah,
because, you know, friends are usually steering the wrong direction.
Well, it's interesting because I thought this is stupid, but Cato says he needs it.
Well, I mean, I would like it in certain areas of my life.
Yeah, I agree.
Just like, I don't want to have to think about that.
So I guess Hawk's stupid too, Tom.
Well, we've been saying that for a while, Cato.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'd rather have somebody to do things for me.
Me too.
Like, you know, I got to run up to do something at the DMV, or I need to run and grab something at the store, or buy socks.
Yeah.
Or go to lunch with friends.
You should have got married, dude.
I did.
That's true. My wife does all that stuff.
Your wife really is kind of like your...
paid servant.
But no. I do.
No,
she's not paid.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
I make decisions, though. Yeah, she always tells me she's so glad that I am her responsible person. I'm the adult, that I do all this decision-making, and she just does what I tell her after we make the decision.
And that's what she tells you to your face. She'll call her friends going, oh, gosh.
I mean, bosses me around.
When you first got married, though, I mean, I know that you would tell her who to vote for and stuff
she
like
still
that.
She still asks me who to vote for.
Yeah, so she doesn't have to do the research. I mean, it comes time to buy something around the house, you do the research for her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, I mean, she can do some things on her own.
She can do anything she wants on her own, but she likes having me around to do the heavy lifting for her.
And this woman likes to have someone make her decisions as well.
A stranger, though.
Yeah.
And she's paying them $2,600 to do it.
For example, I'm like in Heidi's relationship, I'm like with her boyfriend, Jeff, he doesn't have to make any decisions. She does it all for him.
No, it's not true. No, let me decide. Let me think about that.
He already made a very bad decision.
He made the one worst decision he could have made.
Right.
Actually, we had to have that conversation early on.
That he made a bad decision?
No.
You're like, you know this is a bad decision, all right, before you accept me as your girlfriend.
No, I told him.
Sign this form.
I'm very hard to get along with, and I can be a little bossy. And he says I can handle that.
Oh,
and he's
boy.
He's handled it pretty well.
We told him that.
Yeah. The key word there was a little bossy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's nice when you do have someone else to help you do the heavy lifting.
You know what happens is guys see that as a challenge. They're like, oh, she says that, but it won't be that way. I'll manage to show her. And then they get in it and they realize she was underestimating this whole thing. It's way worse than I thought.
Yeah, but we love you, Heidi.
Well, so does he.
Ha, ha. Hey, okay. Hawk was lying just then. I would be a little worried about Jeff, too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.